Here's Tom in Belfast and Phyllis and Liz and Ray and John, and the phone's going boogaloo this morning over flags. Have we been here before? You bet we have. Go ahead, Tom.
Hello there. The PUP man there, Winston, says that he agrees with parity of steam. Several years ago, he also agreed that that there should be parity of steam with the flags at over City Hall, that the flag should fly on designated days. But suddenly the policy changed when the DUP put out 30 or 40,000 leaflets across loyalist areas of Belfast.
Okay, Tom, thank you. Phyllis, next morning, Phyllis.
Hello, Stephen. I can't obviously speak for everyone in East Belfast, but anyone that I know or ever speaks to, some of the Protestant Unionist community, they're just appalled by the flags. They think they're very tatty, and they just don't like them at all. And in fact, they make them feel very uncomfortable. And whenever they're having friends over from somewhere else, they have to take them on very long routes to try and avoid the flags, which of course you can't really.
Phyllis, thank you. Liz, morning, Liz.
Stephen, I was just listening to Alex Maskey there, and he says about the Republicans putting up their flags to commemorate different things. What I wanted to ask him was, what did they commemorate at the 12th of July? I thought it was, you know, I didn't think they had anything to commemorate then, because down in Carnlough on the 11th of July night, right along the bay in Carnlough, Republican flags appear on each pole across the bay. And they are not taken down. They just let them hang there. So, I mean, what is he talking about when he says this?
John, next morning, John.
Hello, Stephen. Stephen, this thing about the flags. Northern Ireland's part of the United Kingdom. United Kingdom flag is a Union Jack. So if those nationalist residents do not like seeing the Union Jack flag,
You're not going to start this again, are you? You suggest they move south. So you don't see Northern Ireland as being a community for everyone. You don't see it like that. Tell people if they don't like your way, get out. Is that seriously what you're saying?
Because Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom flag is a Union Jack. And if they don't like seeing the Union Jack flag, then just move up and go south. They can fly their tricolours all they want.
Right. John, thank you very much. Right. George is in Ahali. Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, George.
Stephen, is it near time that the people of Northern Ireland showed some respect and honour for the flag? All my life, I have saw the flag being used as a symbol of intimidation. You know, no respect for it, no thought of what it stands for. And loyalism should be ashamed of itself for the way it treats the flag, using it where it can intimidate people. And I've saw yobs throwing the flag on the footpath and literally walking over it in the process of putting it up on a lamppost. Now, if this is loyalism and if this is respect to the flag and what it stands for, we should be ashamed of ourselves.
Okay, George, thank you. Hundreds of your calls coming in today on the flag issue. 08459 555 678.